This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many of you guys know one of my kids is 18. The other kid is 15. Both of them are royal pains in the butt. They have the biggest attitudes, right? They act like they don't need their mama anymore. Nah, fine. It's okay. You know, I don't need that. For me to get through my day, I don't need to feel like I'm needed by my kids. See, now that I teach at Toro University of Nevada. I teach at a university, medical students, I could get my motherly fix there, you know? Students wished me a happy Mother's Day. Students say, oh, I need you, Dr. Wax. So it's fine. If my kids don't need me, they don't need me. But the problem is I got an 18-year-old. And this kid is going to have to get a job. I'm hoping he continues through his schooling. He plans to go to college, right? In the fall. I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to college, but we're not going to make him do that. Okay, we understand he's not super me. Okay, I was one of those workaholic freaks, you know. Yeah, I can't expect that of him. But he's actually looking for a job this summer. Okay, now me and younger brother made fun of him. You know, how's he going to do the interviews, right? You know, because we know my son. Okay, I have never seen interview Stone is my son. Love him to death. He's a smart guy. Pretty funny. But I, you know, knowing him at home, you know, can you pick up your dirty underwear? What? Leave it alone. Can you take your brother to school? Gosh, Mom. You know, so I'm a little freaked out that he has job interviews. And how's he going to portray himself? I really just don't see my son sitting there going, oh, absolutely, I am a team player, and anything you need me to do, I will do. If you want me to be there from 8 to 5, I will be there from 7 to 6. I just don't see him saying that, okay? Now, somebody could say, well, you know what? He could lie. Everybody lies during their interviews. Can he lie? He's not a good liar. He really isn't. And he's just not. And so I don't think he's going to lie through an interview. I don't think he's going to tell them that'll be there before his shift is there. I don't think he's going to tell them that'll work the job of 2 people. I just don't see him doing that. Now, I'd like to school him on how to get through an interview and, you know, make yourself look like, you know, somebody that that corporation wants. But when I bring it up, it's like, Mom, please. Nobody interviews like that. Are you kidding me? Having had tons of jobs, interviewing students for medical school, you're telling me that, wow. Okay, you know what? You're on your own. You are on your own. So if I don't get a job, so it's okay. I can spend time with my friends. You see how they do it? See, so I have a real vested interest in him getting a job. So what I decided to do was yesterday I was actually off work. I did my show, and I actually had the afternoon off. It was really nice. So I decided to go to the bank. I never have time to go to the bank. I mean, the banks are only open Monday through Friday. So having a day off, I was like, oh my gosh, right? So I decided to take him to the bank for him to get a checking account. Why? Because nowadays, if you get a job, a lot of them do direct deposit. They don't just hand you a paycheck, they direct deposit. So I'm like, he needs a checking account. Mom, do we have to? We do. So I take him to a bank where he has a savings account. And this is where I'm a little shaken up here, okay? The bank's a nice bank. Really nice. People there, it wasn't a teller. It was one of those banks where you sit down at a desk. So we're sitting at a desk, and he has money in savings that we've saved up for years. And I would throw $50 here, $100 here. He had a bar mitzvah, so he has a couple grand from that, from family. And so, you know, he has a little bitty savings, okay?
I sit down and I ask him, you know, what's his balance? Oh, boom, they got the balance. And then they talk about fees with the checking account and all that. I go, wait a second. Has any fees been taken out of his savings account? No, I'm looking. I don't see anything this month. No, I don't see anything. And that is when I realized that our lives are on display to any bank teller. I don't know about you guys, but I do direct payment to things out of my bank account. So if I go to Target, or if I buy something from Victoria's Secret, or if I eat at the Heifer House, they can see that. You know, we're all worried about doctors and your medical privacy and the CIA and the government. Your bank teller, anybody at a bank, can look at your statement. They didn't need a password. I would just say, here's my name, WACHS. Can you look it up? Yeah, I can look it up. Now, sometimes you have to give them your account number. But if you're like, I don't know my account number. They can look it up. There's no password protection. Now, some of you may work at a bank and go, no. All we see is money withdrawn. We don't see where it went. I don't think that's the case. Because online, when I do my online banking, it says check number 1234. I click on it, and it says Balloons R Us or Chocolate R Us or whatever. And you could see the checks are, you could see everything I do. And nobody's talking about that. If you want a lack of privacy, it's that. Now, that is going to work to my advantage because I asked them to look. Okay, so my son's opening up a checking account. This will still be a joint account, right? I'll still have access to it. They go, absolutely. They didn't even flinch when I asked if I could have full access to my son, who's a grown-up. He's an adult now. His account. So my guess is bank accounts are open season. So if any of you guys are starting to notice that you're getting these ads for clothes or extra large underwear, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting extra large underwear ads. You should see the bra ads that pop up on my screen. I'm like, okay, I may be double D. I'm not F or G. What makes you think that? Well, if somebody is looking at my bank account and seeing what I bought, now, I don't put that on the memo of a check. If I write a check, I don't say for a bra that was double D cup 36. I don't do that. I'll usually pay by credit card. But all receipts are electronic. I'm just thinking that there's some people watching every single thing we buy and every single thing we do. Like, I bought some hemorrhoid cream at Walgreens. Somebody can see that. Keep that on the down low. I like my privacy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys have heard that robots are growing mini organs in a lab from human stem cells. And people say this is going to be huge, as it's a secret weapon in our fight against disease. Yay, we can make mini kidneys, we can make little mini organoids. And the robots were able to do the work so much quicker, so much more efficient, didn't call out sick. And so we're starting to see robots displace humans in almost every industry. Now, they say the experiment that these robots were doing was and you know, some people ask how this stem cell thing works. Well, what they basically do, to put it in very simple terms, is they could take a cell like your skin cell or some cell in your body, inject the proper genes, and it could turn into a pluripotent cell that could turn into
an organ of the scientist's choice. Now, sometimes you'll grow other things or have other DNA in it that you don't want. But for those of us that need a transplant later, and we can't tolerate our neighbor's kidney, you know, because we reject it no matter how perfect a match it is, being able to grow your own new organs is really the way of the future. So we need scientists to do this. I'm not worried about them cloning another Dr. Dahlia. Honestly, if there's a second Dr. Dahlia out there, that's okay. I could take her. I'm not worried about that. But I would like extra organs, just in case I need one. I could use an extra kidney. I could sure use another ovary. Lord have mercy. You hear how low my voice has been getting? This is ridiculous. I used to sound so feminine, and now I sound like this. I could sure use another ovary. So if they decide to make that in the lab, I'm game. I'm good with that. But they say, get this. According to Benjamin Friedman, a scientist at the University of Washington School of Medicine, a robot doesn't get tired, doesn't make mistakes. There's no question, for repetitive, tedious tasks like this, robots do a better job than humans. So in the study, a robotic system was used to grow kidney organoids from pluripotent stem cells, which could become any type of organ. And these little organoids, or mini organs, in many ways can behave like the organ they're designed to replicate, making them very important for biomedical research. The other thing, too, is let's say I want to study a new drug on the kidney. And I can't do that on a living human. But I need a living kidney. You could grow these little mini kidneys in the lab and watch to see what that drug does on that. So the robots were able to introduce the stem cells into plates containing 384 little microwells. And over the course of 21 days, they were able to nurture them into kidney organoids. They also used an automated system called single-cell RNA sequencing to identify the cells in the mini organs, revealing exactly what each one is made of. So, remember I told you guys how with knees, you know, years ago, somebody in Hampshire, England, they were able to take part of her knee cartilage, or part of her cartilage, grow it, and then implant it to give her new knee cartilage. Now, we don't know how much is going on with that, but we do know that there's knee reconstruction ligaments and tendons taken from other areas, put into the patient in another area without the fear of rejection. So this is pretty cool. It's not cool for those of us with science background or customer service background or teaching background. It's not cool when we think that our jobs could be replaced by robots. If you read the book Ready Player One, the movie didn't go into this sort of detail, but in the book, apparently the world in the next 10, 20 years allows online schooling. But not so much online, it's virtual. So the kid goes into his headset, his avatar is in a teaching space. The avatar has to take the test. Yeah, so I mean, you're operating the avatar, so obviously you have to learn it. You can't let somebody else be your avatar. Has to be you. Maybe it's through retinal scan or whatever. And so you don't even have to go to school and risk being shot. You could be in this virtual world and in these virtual chat rooms or virtual classrooms, taking your test, doing your attendance, etc. And the way it was explained in Ready Player One is something that I could totally see being done in our society. Then schools don't have to pay for real estate. They don't have to pay for air conditioning. You could do this in your own home. And again, with school shootings, I think a lot of parents would like that. Keep my kid at home, let them go to school, and then they could go play sports afterwards. So every job out there could later be replaced by a robot. Oh, no, Dr. Wass, because people want human touch. Do they? Now we have sex robots. They're going to replace your spouse or lover with a robot. Now, for those of you who still don't believe me and think I'm blowing it out of my retroperitoneum, we have a London hospital replacing doctors with robots, we're being told today. A major London hospital called University College London Hospital in Bloomsbury, London, is going to pioneer the technology of AI, artificial intelligence, robots, to reduce waiting times and to ensure critical cases are treated sooner. They think services are going to be safer, quicker, and more efficient. Professor Brian Williams, Director of Research at UCLH's NHS Foundation Trust, claims AI could almost instantly assess a patient in A&E, which is their ER, who is breathless and needs an X-ray. This crucial time-saving step may allow patients in life-threatening conditions to be fast-tracked for immediate treatment. This was announced this week, and everybody's excited about it except us doctors. We're like, wait, what? Whoa? What? Wait. They say in March, only 84.5% of patients arriving in their ERs were seen within the target of 4 hours. This 8-year low is the worst since records began in 2010. Now, for those of you that don't care about what's happening in England, you need to. Because we are going to want to mimic our health system to be theirs once we go socialized. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the midterms or what's going to happen in 2020. I hope that we don't have somebody who wants to socialize medicine come into office. I'm scared to death of that. But when you have too many people, not enough providers, not enough money in the system, one way to save money is to automate. This will replace nurses, medical assistants, front desk clerks, medical records. This will replace everything, as well as doctors. Now, some of you will say, good, Dahlia, I am sick of waiting. Dr. Dahlia, I wait 4 or 5 hours for the doctor now. I'm sick of it. I don't blame you. I can't stand waiting. I run out of all my Candy Crush lives. I got things to do. I can't stand waiting also. I want my medication right then and there. Why can't a robot have my penicillin? I need my penicillin. They dispense my penicillin. I could go. I hate having to go to one medical provider. But then I have to go to the pharmacy. Then the pharmacy goes, oh, we don't have it yet. There was an issue with your insurance. For my hormone prescription, right, I went to my pharmacy 4 times before I finally got my prescription. It's ridiculous. Wasted time. I lost time off work because you're in line forever. But then you have to get an X-ray somewhere, so you have to go someplace for that. Your mammogram. Then you need to get a colonoscopy. You're going to 7 different places. Now, by the way, remember that mileage is tax deductible. So you might as well mark all that down when you do it. But, you know, people may want this. Remember, where there's demand, there's going to be supply. And if you could walk into a doctor's office, like you could walk into a McDonald's or whatever and kiosk what you need and what's going on, and you don't care about privacy, even though they'll say they're secure, encrypted, and all that other stuff, you may be like, yeah, you know what? I got another UTI. If I have to see a medical provider here, I have a UTI, dispense me my cup, let me go to the bathroom, you know, dipstick my cup, run it, let me see the medical provider and get my medication. Or if you notice on the dipstick that it satisfies certain criteria, just give me the medicine so I don't have to see the medical provider. Now, this is where it gets tricky, and this is where I have my panties all up in a bunch. I can't tell you how many times I heard somebody who thought they had a bladder infection, had some blood in their urine, ended up actually having cervical cancer or endometrial cancer. They thought it was a bladder infection because something felt funny down there, and they had blood in the urine. But maybe the blood in the urine was coming from the vagina, and so it poured into the urine cup when you peed. So when somebody comes in with a bladder infection, yeah, that may seem like the easiest thing. Remember I had in the ER someone with a bladder infection that ended up actually having a heart attack? She felt nauseous, and that was my clue. So you need people there to go, whoa, 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 I'm not following the algorithm. Scary stuff, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is ridiculous. There's a Florida city who has to apologize because a text alert went out. Okay, not to the degree of Hawaii, but get this. People were warned of zombie activity during a power outage. Who would believe that? Now, some people may, because we've been using the term zombie because of these K2 spice. I don't want to use the word outbreaks, but clusters of cases where people are running around New York City, Brooklyn area, looking like zombies. But they say residents of a Florida city, I believe it was Lake Worth, received a surprising text alert during a power outage on Sunday. Apparently a fan of The Walking Dead appeared to hijack the emergency alert system. Decided to entertain themselves and others at about 1:41 a.m. on Sunday. This was the text. Power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. Now, Terminus was a city in The Walking Dead. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity, restoration time uncertain. Now, this is stupid. Lake Worth City spokesperson Ben Kerr later posted an update in a Facebook group dedicated to the community saying officials were investigating the bug's alert. And he wants to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently. Apparently, 7,800 customers lost power during Sunday's outage. It was then restored within 30 minutes. We don't know why. But it's a town of 34,900, has a huge Oktoberfest, Finnish Heritage Festival, and somebody thought it was funny to make it look like they have a zombie infestation. Stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Five Connecticut students have been hospitalized after eating tainted cookies. A 15-year-old girl has been arrested, according to Fox News. Yesterday, when she and her classmates were sent to the hospital, she allegedly gave them cookies laced with a foreign substance. The teen has not been identified, but was charged with five counts of risk of injury to a minor. The students who attend Hampden High School reportedly believed they were eating marijuana cookies. They were allegedly sent to the school nurse after appearing to be on drugs. Then they were taken to Yale New Haven Hospital out of precaution. So it might have been spice. It might have been synthetic marijuana. The students advised the high school administration staff of police that prior to becoming ill, they had consumed, quote, marijuana cookies. This is according to Fox 61. The accused teen is scheduled to appear in juvenile court. You know, the whole idea of people being duped into taking something or drinking something, I don't think parents and schools warn kids enough. I mean, you know how many times I would be at a bar or a sports pub, you know, with my with other students, and somebody would be like, hey, I got you a drink. It's like, oh, man, thank you. Oh, you bought my drink? Dude, I'll get the next one. Hey, no problem. And I would be handed a drink. Anything could have been put in that. Anything. What is it? Oh, it's a Sprite, or it's a rum and coke, or it's a, you know, whatever. Well, sounds good. And especially if you have been drinking, you're not going to care. That's some scary stuff. So, you know, with patients, I would teach the young kids that were coming in, you know, for sports physicals, even boys. And I would say, look, don't drink anything that you didn't open yourself. Don't let somebody grab you a Coke. You do it yourself. You pour it yourself. If it looks like you're at a party and it's a 2-liter bottle that's been open, no. Or bring your own can. But do not let somebody give you something. Well, same thing with cookies. Oh, I got cookies. Oh, what's in them? Marijuana. Ooh. Well, who would lie about that? They're already lying. You know, they're already doing high-risk behavior that it's, you know, ooh, this is a marijuana cookie. I mean, they could lie that there's no marijuana, but who would think that there would be something more dangerous than that? Our kids are getting into stupid. You got to be careful. Speaking of stupid, get this. We're being told that drug users are dumping thousands of used needles in New York City parks. They say junkies, according to Fox News, have been dumping some 5,000 used needles in a week, 5,000 used needles a week, in parks across the Bronx. I don't like the term junkies that they use, but people, I guess, shooting up, okay? Because there are some that do it for real pain reasons, but this has now prompted desperate city officials to install dozens of syringe disposal kiosks in hope of cleaning up the dangerous mess. So now we have to have biohazard needle containers throughout our city parks for people to dump their needle in. I'm very curious as to what the beaches look like in California. Stepping on a hypodermic needle, oh my gosh. They say there has been a dramatic gain in the number of syringes found in parks in the Bronx in recent years because of the ongoing opioid epidemic. The 60 kiosks will be locked trash boxes placed in the hardest hit Bronx parks and part of a $60 million, quote, Healing NYC program to combat the drug plague. The plan will also include outreach from needle exchange programs to users who shoot up in parks. They say everyone deserves parks are safe and clean. Our goal is to protect park goers and to offer a helping hand to those struggling with addiction. He added the program will be modeled after similar initiatives in Seattle and Vancouver, Canada. Among the 16 impacted parks is St. Mary's in Mont Haven, which is the largest park in South Bronx, and a bunch of others.
Now, they say officials couldn't say how many needles a typical addict runs through per day, since it varies by level of addiction, as well as the type and amount of drug injected. So, again, they could be, you know, I mean, I don't know if they're, you know, calculating their BMI and their weight and the proper amount that they need to aspirate, and they need to aspirate into the syringe and then inject. So many times it's not an exact science. So sometimes it could be too much, sometimes it could be too little. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Starbucks has had to clarify their loitering policy. Since two African-American men were arrested for being on the property waiting for another person and refusing to buy something and needing to use a bathroom, this prompted Starbucks to have a new policy saying anybody could use this cafe or the restrooms without making a purchase. So they're opening up their doors to patios to non-paying customers. The problem is people are concerned that homeless people may sleep there. You get free Wi-Fi at Starbucks, so people could just go there for the Wi-Fi, and so paying customers won't have a place to sit. This could really ruin Starbucks' business. You know, it's very interesting. I was just at a pizza place yesterday, and there was a sign saying bathrooms are for paying customers only. You see that sign all the time. Bathrooms are for paying customers. It's just, things are different now. And again, you know, we talked about how it got to the point where they, you know, the manager called the police. Rather than the manager, you know, taking it, I guess, to their step, they, you know, got authorities involved. Which, I would rather somebody get a third party involved rather than they try to kick somebody out who's not paying or maybe loitering, etc. Unfortunately, that person ended up losing their job. Two people got arrested that might not have had to get arrested, and it was just one big cluster all the way around. So Starbucks now allows, fine, you can use our bathroom, but they had to update the guest policy. And they had to update where you cannot take a nap. You cannot be disruptive. You cannot smoke. You cannot use drugs or alcohol or sleep inside the cafes. We want our stores to be the third place, a warm and welcoming environment where customers can gather and connect. When using a Starbucks space, we respectfully request that customers behave in a manner that maintains a warm and welcoming environment. By using spaces as intended, being considerate of others, communicating with respect, acting responsibly. Starbucks said employees should contact the police if a situation presents immediate danger and can request that a customer be prohibited from returning to Starbucks stores. Now, you know that on May 29th, the company is going to close all of its 8,000 company-owned restaurants to address bias, all right? And, but, you know, I just wonder how that's going to go. If you could go get free Wi-Fi at Starbucks and you don't have to buy an expensive cup of coffee. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., a Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that a new volcanic eruption in Hawaii is spewing more lava into the ocean, according to ABC News. Kilauea, the volcano in Hawaii that has been erupting now for 3 weeks, exploded again last night. And the lava flow from one of its fissures is now threatening a geothermal plant. So the latest eruption occurred around 5:51 p.m. local time, according to the Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency, citing a report from the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. They say eruptive lava activity of multiple fissures continues with one flow entering the ocean. The agency said in a post on Facebook, Fisher 22 continues to produce most of the lava feeding the flows. Now, the 1,100-degree lava was gushing from multiple fissures, sending methane gas and flames shooting up through numerous cracks in the ground and sparking brush fires. Magma has been gurgling out of some of the fissures on the east rift of the Kilauea volcano at more than 3,500 cubic feet per second, forming a roaring red-hot river 4 miles long down to the Pacific Ocean, according to ABC News. Lava from Fissure 22 breached the property of the Puna Geothermal Venture. That's where county, state, and federal partners, quote, have been collaborating closely to monitor the situation and work with PGV to ensure the safety of the surrounding communities. PGV is the Puna Geothermal Venture. Now, the plant supplies 25% of the power for the Big Island. Officials are worried that if lava flows into one of the plant's wells, it could cause the release of dangerous hydrogen sulfide gas. Now, for those of you still not familiar with where this is happening on the outer peninsula of the Big Island, near Hilo. You have Kona, Hilo, Honoka. The Hilo, if I'm pronouncing it right, this is more near Hilo. And it's right along where the volcano is. It's near the coast. And so, whether it's 4 miles away or less, that's a lot. At least it's not within the inner part of the island. If it was among the inner part of the island, that could be causing a lot more issues. Now, we talked about how if the lava meets the water, don't just sit there and watch and try to surf the waves, and you need to stay the hell away from that. Because when lava meets seawater, we call it lase, and it spews hydrochloric acid and volcanic glass. This is bad for your lungs, bad for your eyes, bad for the skin. Now, last thing we need is this hitting a power plant. Residents in the affected areas should be prepared to leave the area with little notice due to gas or lava inundation. So I'm still surprised people are anywhere in the Pacific. I mean, I'd be going to Seattle. I don't think I would be anywhere near Hawaii. I don't care if I'm on Oahu or Maui. But, I mean, you know, Hawaii's are tough. So they say the crisis at the geothermal plant was just the latest in a series of emergencies that have occurred since Kilauea exploded with a vengeance earlier in the month. They say the new hazards came a day after officials warned that the lava was flowing to the ocean, making this lase that we just talked about. So officials cut off access to the coastal area, so no beach going, where the lase was heavy, and passed out some 1,800 respirators to local residents. Now, owners of farms near the flowing fissures, they're worried because they don't want ash to coat the crops. They have pasture grass, cows, sheep, horse need to graze and breathe. According to one of the local farmers, Susan, she says, I've got several friends that grow vegetable crops. The sulfur dioxide destroys their lettuce and Swiss chard. No one has a bar big enough to really protect all the animals that are in the pasture. You worry about the water troughs with the ash getting in there. You worry about the pasture grass that they're feeding on, that it will have ash on it. So, again, I don't know what they've done in the past. I mean, my guess is Hawaii has been dealing with volcanoes forever. This is something that's very, very common. And I'm sure Hawaiians and the residents are used to this. But I don't think they're used to a volcano of this magnitude. And now that you have homes nearby and a lot more growth, you know, before you would, you know, only be on the outskirts or near Honolulu or Waikiki Beach or whatever. I mean, there's more densely populated areas that they think aren't near active volcanoes. Something like this, I'm not sure why they didn't predict this and why there'd be so many homes unless this is just something that's par for the course and, you know, Hawaiians are tough and they're like, we're good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we have a rabid cat that bit two people in Apex. Now, I think we're looking at North Carolina. A rabid cat. Now, a lot of us have little kitty cats. I have 5 kitty cats. There's a kitty cat. Okay, do I have to go through all the names? No. Okay. But according to the Wake County Communications Office, there's a cat that was found near Olive Chapel Road that was rabid. Officials say Wake County Animal Control Officers captured the cat and took it to the North Carolina State Laboratory Public Health, tested positive for rabies. Now, the residents bitten by the cat are currently being treated with preventative care. They're going to be probably given an immunoglobulin to block the rabies and block hopefully the virus from settling in a nerve and then transferring to the brain. But right now, Wake County advises residents to never handle wildlife or stray animals. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've been hearing a lot of rabid cases. Rabid, not rabbit, okay? You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. All right, I said rabid, but anyway. So there were rabid coyotes. There were some rabid dogs. I think there was a cougar attack that killed somebody or two people the other day. So we're hearing more about these animal attacks. And unfortunately, when it comes to rabies, an animal could bite and become aggressive because obviously they're in a bad mood. They have an infection attack in the brain. And they salivate, and when the saliva gets into your body, it transmits rabies. So animals that are rabid will have plenty of time to infect others before they die of their own issues. And then those animals can therefore spread the rabies. So with summer approaching, officials are reminding the public that the chances of encountering animals that could transmit the rabies increase as the temperatures warm up. So they say when pets are outside, keep them in a fenced-in area or on a leash. Otherwise, they could get bit by something. Do not leave food outside for pets because it's also going to attract wildlife. If you see a wild or unfamiliar animal, do not approach it. Oh, but it looks so cute. There was like a wild pig on the road. I think we're in Alaska. And my husband decides to pull off the road to say hi. I was screaming, not that pigs usually carry rabies. Like, why the heck would you go near a pig? I haven't married to you. Okay, well, don't go there. Don't go there. This animal showing signs of rabies should be reported to local animal control as soon as possible. Also, don't forget about the bats. Infected bats could also spread rabies. If you find a bat in a living space in your home, you've got to call animal control. Do not let the bat out of your house. Now, that's interesting because if I saw a bat, if there was a bat flying around, I would be freaked out. I would open the window and say, get out. They say don't. Contain it. Invite it over to dinner. Offer it some tea. Wait till authorities come in and let them get the bat. Now, how do you know if your pet has rabies? So, according to the animal control officials, if a wild animal showing signs of rabies bites your pet or draws blood, your pet's exposed. Pets that have had a rabies vaccine needs to get a booster shot within 72 hours of the bite. So, even if your animal is rabies vaccinated, it still may not be enough. So, your animal will start acting funny. Their appetite may be down. They may start being grumpy. So that's hard because I got cats. I mean, they are just ruder than the... I mean, they are just mean. This one, my latest cat that I adopted from my boss, all she does is yell and snarl. I still go over and give her kissies. But she just is... I mean, I thought she was rabid. I've had her now for like 6 months. She's not. She's just mean. She's just a witch. All right, protect your little animals, your little, my little Uzi, that little puppy dog. Uzi! I don't want her tushy getting bit. One, she's a little baby. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.